practice today.
Did you say a normal length practices, or is it typically what you have normally?
Today's a normal Tuesday.
Do you have any sense of Zach Ertz and what his situation is going into the opener?
We'll monitor him during the week, but he's cleared to go today, so we'll see how he handles it.
Marcus Smith
is cleared to go today, so we'll see how he handles it also. So,
has Ertz missing in the preseason kind of impacted your ability to judge his progress as a blocker?
We didn't get him into games, but I think he has improved. You can tell from a technical standpoint what he's done, and Justin can tell that during drill work what he's done to improve from that standpoint. So,
what's the challenge of preparing for a team with a new coach when you might not have film on the game plan?
Yeah, you don't. You know, you just got some preseason games, and obviously I don't think Dan used everything in the preseason, both offensively and defensively. Just because of how preseason expresses itself. So you got to kind of look at the coordinators and where they came from and kind of match up what you think is going to happen. But there'll have to be some in-game adjustments, both offensively and defensively, in terms of what we're preparing for.
Is Dan using a lot of stuff that he uses in Seattle?
He did, but also their coordinator came from Denver. So, you know, I think you got to look at where they all came from. Same thing offensively. Kyle's there, but it's not exactly what he did at Washington, because obviously Matt Ryan's a little bit different than RG3. But, you got to – understanding of what they're going to do, but there'll be things that they show in the first game that they didn't show in the preseason.
What did you guys see in Stephen Morris to sign him as the quarterback?
We just had him. He was our highest. We have everybody rated. He was the highest rated guy that was available after the waiver wire went through. So, we like his arm. He's got a really, really strong arm. Quick release. Jeff Stoutland knows him pretty well. Was actually at Miami when he played there. So, kind of know the makeup of the player. Talked to him back when he was coming through the draft process, so kind of relied on all of our information that we had, but he was the highest rated guy we had that was on the waiver wire.
You extended a couple of offensive linemen. What were behind those decisions to do it now?
Just don't want to have a lot of free agents when the season ends next year, at the end of the season. So,
can we say Gardner's the right guard now?
Yeah, he's starting. We're in game week, so we got the game week. He's the starting right guard.
Did you have that advantage back here in your first game? Did you feel like, because nobody knew what exactly you were going to bring to the pro game, that you had some sort of, did you guys jump to Washington?
No, but we did what we did in the preseason, though, so it wasn't like we didn't do anything really different in that first game that we didn't do in the preseason. So,
if your secondary is going to be tested right out of the chute with Lyon and Leo Jones, just talk about
Roddy White and Tammy and – there's a lot of good players down there, so that's going to be a big matchup. You know, generating a pass rush, obviously. Pass defense consists of, pass rush and pass coverage, so try to get to Matt so we can get the ball out of his hands a little bit quicker than probably he hopes to get it out, but, it depends on how their protection can hold up versus our rush, and then how does our coverage hold up against some really talented receivers, and especially Julio and Roddy. Those are two of the tops in a really good pair, so it's not like you can just always single one guy out. That we feel like they've got a couple guys there that you have to really put a lot of attention on.
You obviously are going to have a different look at linebacker than you started the year last year. After the preseason, how confident are you in your pass rush? Where do you think that they are going into a test again?
We'll see. A lot of things Billy did, we didn't do a lot of stuff in the preseason. It was just, we did a lot of coverage, did a lot of just 4 and 3 man rushes. So, try to see, mix that in with what else we'll do in terms of game planning for Atlanta, but we're confident going into the game.
As far as Gardner, what did he do from the time he came in last summer, or I guess last spring, to now to earn that type of commitment?
I just think he's a lot more consistent. We were excited with how he played during the end of last year. He played an extensive amount after Todd got hurt, so he's got a real good grasp of what we're doing. I think he's a real smart football player. And he's always where he's supposed to be, when he's supposed to be. There's a lot of consistency in Andrew's play.
Chip, you talked earlier about Fletcher Cox being able to play every spot on the line. Was he that way when you got here? Did he turn himself into that kind of player?
No, I just think I think he was like that. I think he's a multi-position player along the defensive front, so can play defensive end for us and can also play nose for us. But I think all three of those guys, I think Sed can do that, and I think Benny can do that also. So. But that's what that's what he was like when we got here. He's a very talented player.
Seattle last year really shut your offense down better than anybody with Quinn. Was it their personnel, or was it something they were doing schematically?
both. I mean, they're extremely talented defense, you know, probably the best corner in the league, best safety in the league, best pair of safeties in the league, too. So, you know, they had talent across the front, but Dan does a good job. It's a really sound scheme, you know, and so it makes you you know they'll be prepared, so you know you have to be prepared when you go against them.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about your philosophy of good people making good football players and how that applies specifically to Connor Barwin?
I just think that's kind of simple. I mean, if someone is doing the right things all the time, I think what you do off the field carries over to on the field. So, and Connor's a prime example of that.
What role do you think he's going to play in the pass rush this season?
Hopefully the same role he had last year. I think he led the NFC in sacks, so you know, we're hoping we can get the similar type production out of him this year.
Is there a growth far enough along where he can have a significant role right out of the chute, or does he still need some more seasoning, in your opinion?
I think Eric can have a significant role right out the chute, so we're confident in Eric going into this game.
You tried so many different combinations in that secondary. Do you anticipate it being a kind of a continuing process, or do you want to just kind of get settled Monday and go with the same group, and especially in the slot, and
whatever's best for us to win is what we're going to go with.
What's good about the competition?
Their defense. You know, I think they've got a good rush. The front four can get after the quarterback just in a four-man rush. Coverage-wise, you know, Trufant as a kid, I know him really well, played against him when he was at Washington. He did not play in the preseason, but has had an outstanding career so far down in Atlanta. I think their linebackers are active. And I think they've picked up on what Dan is trying to do. They look sound and everybody on the same page in the preseason games that we saw. Good dynamic pass rusher. You know, I think they try to always get him to the open side, so he's not always lined up on one side. So it'll be a good test for both JP and Lane.
Looking back to the end of last year,
Temple shirt, rocking a Temple shirt.
There we are.
I like it.
When you walked off the field in the Giants game, did you envision as much change as there's been as you headed to Atlanta?
I mean, I didn't walk off the Giants field thinking about any type of change. I was worried about the bus ride home, to be honest with you.
Yeah, the bus ride.
I mean, just every offseason there's always turnover on a team. I don't think the turnover when it's finally settled and how many players we have new is really not any different than any team. But this, you know, that's just kind of what happens in this league. That's the nature of the business. So,
are you guys, like, at the point where you're pretty sure, like, what you're going to do is – with regards to, like, the nickel and the third safety, are you still experimenting, or how's that?
No, we got a game plan.
What do you think about the
share
that,
though?
What's that?
You're not going to share that.
If it benefited us, I would, but I don't see it benefiting us, does it?
What do you think about the job that Matt Wolf's done?
I think Matt's done an unbelievable job. You know, you just watch how hard they played. You know, got a chance to watch their game on Saturday, and I've seen a lot of their games. You know, I go over. We have practice on Saturday morning, and then we'll go over and catch some games over there. So I've seen him play, you know, the last couple of years, and I see that team keep improving. And he's doing a hell of a job.
You said you texted him after the game. What did you have to say?
We really talking about text messages between two men right now? I said congratulations on the win.
The Cox and Falcons running backs were banged up on the preseason bit. You get a sense of their running game film?
Yeah, because they're rookies, you know, and so you look at Tevin Coleman, what he did at Indiana, you know, you kind of look at that. He didn't play a ton of snaps, but he did play in the last preseason game, so, you know, you get a chance to see him a little bit, and he's a big physical back, runs downhill, plays behind his pad, so got a pretty good feel just off of what anybody would have with any type of rookie playing in his first game, but he's a tough, hard-nosed, physical running back.
Just were a lot of people surprised that Rashid Bailey wasn't put on the practice squad. What went into the thinking and compiling, you know, putting Martino.
We just grade every player, and we had, you know, she did a really nice job here, but when you look at inside receiver, outside receiver, special teams, we just had Freddie and Karan rated higher.
Is there something Rashid needs to do to be an NFL?
No, he just needs to continue to improve, but I mean, it's a tough deal now, you know, making an NFL team, and whether it's on the 53-man roster or the practice squad, but he coming from where he came from, I thought he had a, you know, really worked extremely hard at it. I actually talked to a CFL team, called about him yesterday, so I hope he continues to play because I think he's got a bright future. But we just go on who we got graded higher and who the best are at that position. So,
Lane Johnson has had a pretty steady transition in the NFL compared to some other players at his position. What do you think the key to that has been? Is it playing with a good line? Is it just something Lane does?
No, I think it's based on the individual, you know, and I think Lane, we were excited that we had an opportunity to get him. We didn't know if he was going to be around when we picked it for. But he's got a great skill set. He's tall. He's long. He's physical. He runs extremely well for someone that size. And the big thing with Lane is he was just raw. He didn't play. He didn't have a ton of snaps at tackle. You know, he started off as a JC kid that was a quarterback, then played some tight end, then played some defensive end, and just had a minimum amount of snaps as an offensive tackle compared to some other guys. But I think what we saw is a guy that had a great potential, and I think he's fulfilling that potential right now.
Why is a guy who was so raw and inexperienced able to kind of avoid some of the bumps in the road that a lot of the other guys at those one-on-one positions kind of...
I think he had some bumps when he was a rookie, just like anybody else, but I think it goes to his work ethic and how hard he works at his craft. So
that third outside linebacker, kind of settling on that yet? And if there's no injury setbacks this week, would Marcus be that guy?
Well, it depends really what happens with Marcus health-wise, but, you know, Vinny's out there full-time now, so... you got Vinny, you got Matt, you got Brad Jones, and you got Brian Brayman if Smitty can't go.
How eager are you to see Sam play full NFL game, which really he hasn't done for 2 years?
Not very. I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, we're eager to go play, so it's not about watching one guy play, and am I eager to see Sam play as opposed to DeMarco play or anybody else that's new or Byron Maxwell. We're just excited to go play in a game.
So Vinny will play
exclusively at outside.
I did not say that.
You said he's out
there. I said Vinny's
at,
yeah, in meetings and in practice, but Vinny can still play defensive line because he has a tad bit of experience at playing the defensive line position. So when I referenced 10 linebackers the other day, Les, and you were confused, we count Vinny as an outside linebacker in our mix. We have 6 outside linebackers, 4 inside linebackers, and 6 defensive linemen. But that doesn't mean Vinny's not going to line up on the defensive line in the Atlanta game, so don't come back in on Tuesday and say, you didn't say Vinny wasn't going to play on the defensive line. He'll play defensive line, he'll play nose guard, he'll play... Yes, you will, Les, I know you. You'll find something to complain about. What's that?
Full-time, I mean, he's still getting reps then at the end.
Yeah, everybody gets reps, but he's meeting with the outside linebackers now because he's been in the defensive line meeting room for a long time, so...
He didn't see a lot of blitzing. Is that kind of the last thing he has to answer?
I think he saw blitzing. Did you see the Packers game?
A couple, but...
Yeah. I mean, the touchdown pass he threw with the guy in his grill, I think, was a blitz on 4th and 3. So, yeah, I mean, there were people came after him. Sam got hit around a little bit. So,
okay.
Thanks.
Thanks.